Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ricky R. Jones, and I thank you so much for being on with me this evening. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with me, and I truly do appreciate that. The call-in number is 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. And how the conundrum works is this. The conundrum is basically all about questions or things that come across my mind or conversations that I have with people and different things, and it just comes up with a discussion and knocks it out to you guys about having, you know, a different question and things of that nature. And that's really what it is. It's a question or a problem that either needs to be solved or at least definitely needs to be discussed. So that's what the conundrum is all about. For the next 30 minutes, I'm going to put this question out there, and hopefully you guys will respond and say, hey, listen up. This is my thoughts on it. But before we get started, I want to remind you guys, 347-826-9723. If you guys are listening to me online, thank you and welcome. You can go ahead and shoot me your comments or questions or whatever via Facebook on the Hannah Footprint page or through Ricky Jones. And if you're on air and you're calling in, like I said, make sure that you press the number 1. And like I said, the whole thing with the conundrum is a question or a problem. So before we get started, I'd like to take a quick moment of silence. For those of you, we are broadcasting live here in Philadelphia, and if you've paid attention to the news nationally, we had a train derailment right here and in our own backyard, and you never know when you walk out the door in the morning or the evening whether you're going to come back safely or come back in one piece or if you're going to come back a little bit differently than the way you left out. I wanted to take a moment of silence for the folks who have lost their lives in the train derailment. We'll do that. Okay. So I want you to keep those families in prayer, both the folks who had passed and also the people who were injured, and pray that they come home safely, and folks who have been kind of moved around trying to get to and fro. So that kind of leads me into the whole point of tonight's question. Whole tonight's question gets into, looking at the handwriting on the wall. When do you know it's time to say goodbye? And I'm going to say that again. Looking at the handwriting on the wall, when do you know it's time to say goodbye? So a lot has been going on. Last week, I'm so glad you guys were with us last week when we did this whole, are we living just enough? So it's kind of a carryover. But with today's, what's going on with the train derailment and things that are going on in different places, this is how the conversation started, how I got to it. So as always, it seems like I'm coming up with the conundrum somewhere loosely based on music. I should always say that it's really based on music that I listen to. But one of the songs that I was listening to, Amy Winehouse's Fool's Gold, and just, you know, talking about not falling basically for the banana in the tailpipe type of thing. And I was having a discussion with a couple of friends of mine who are, you know, they're educators and they're going through changes in their particular field, and they're going through changes at their school. And, you know, whenever there's change, you know, somebody's getting replaced or somebody's retiring, you know, everybody kind of starts speculating, are we going to be next, or what's going on, what's happening, and all of that. And people are like, okay, well, what's going on? So I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was saying that, you know, emails are coming out, you know, the big wigs are telling folks what's going on and, you know, kind of letting them say, okay, this is how it's going to be. But she was saying, you know, one of the emails that just got sent out, I think it was either earlier this week, where they were talking about who got laid off, what positions were rechanged and things of that nature, folks who were retired. And then she said at the end of the email, they started talking about everybody's 401k and retirement plans. And for those of you who are not familiar with 401ks, it's an opportunity for you to work and stash some money away. And most and majority of time, how it works, your company that you work for, what they do is, you know, you put money out of your check away, they'll match it. And she was saying to me how, you know, the company's going through changes, school's going through restructuring and everything else. And in this email that they sent out, they said, hey, oh, and by the way, about your retirement, your 401k, we're no longer going to match it. In other words, we're no longer going to put our money to it. But you can still put your money in and you can still save it, but we're just not putting anything to it. And she was like, oh, my God, like, what's the point of me having this and what's the point of me having that? So she was saying how everyone has kind of been responding to the different changes. And she said it's not, you know, she's been working in the field, working at this particular school and this particular field for about 20 years. And she said, you know, it's close to my retirement time and I'm really not big and worried about it. She said, but everybody is like that chicken with their head cut off. And, you know, it's crazy. And she said, well, you know, the whole thing of people not putting in their 401K, she said one of her coworkers said, well, if they're not putting any money in a 401K, it's time to go. When they're going to close it down? When they're going to shut it down? And so she was saying, you know, at some point in time, when do you realize that the handwriting is on the wall? Should you say goodbye? And I said, ooh, I'm going to use that as a conundrum. And it's the truth. When we're sitting here in the jobs that we've been on for a long time and we haven't made moves or we have made moves, and we've gone up that ladder, so to speak, and we've done all that we can do, or if we started projects and we finished the project and you notice there's nothing else more for you to do, that's the handwriting on the wall. So is that the time to say goodbye if there's nothing else that you can do with it? I mean, is it time to say goodbye or is it time to reinvent yourself? So that was one of the things that we're talking about tonight. And it's like, okay, is it time to say goodbye? And so I got to thinking about all of that, you know, not just on your job. It really isn't just on the jobs. It really isn't just there. Sometimes you have to look at your relationship. So, of course, you know, I had the one conversation with the person, and, you know, anytime I'm getting this whole thing with the conundrum together, it seems like everything fits. Everything that week starts to fit with each other. So I'm thinking about my girlfriend talking about her job and, you know, people kind of like, you know, running around, little upset folks like, okay, well, I'm going to start putting my resume out there. And she was saying how some folks don't even have their resumes together. And she said, well, listen, even though I've been on this position, you know, as long as I've been in this position, I've always kept an updated resume. I've always tried to get new things and try to learn new things. So it shouldn't be anything that you have to start from scratch. There's always, and she said to me, there's always handwriting on the wall in anything that you do. And then I got to talking to another friend of mine, and we were talking about relationships and folks who've been married 20, 30 years, all that kind of stuff. So now, as I've told you guys before, I'm recently divorced, so and I'm kind of, well, you know, getting back sort of slowly but surely into this whole dating scene. And God bless you all who are out here who are single and in the dating scene, because it is definitely different from when I first started 20-some-odd years ago before I got married. So I'm, you know, out on a date, and just everything was just so, I don't know how I can describe it. I don't know if I would say boring or it just, everything about it just wasn't right. I don't know if the person, when we first met, he seemed like he would be, you know, somebody that would captivate my interest and all that kind of stuff. But our conversation wasn't there. The ambiance wasn't there. It just wasn't there. And the whole time I kept thinking, what's going on Facebook? What's going on Twitter? I started thinking about things about the show, and I started saying to myself, okay, let me get this. My mind was preoccupied. I was everywhere else but at the date. And so in coming up with this week's topic, I was like, the handwriting was on the wall. And a couple of times the gentleman, he was a nice guy, nice-looking fellow, highly intellectual and all that good stuff. And he said to me, are you okay? You know, are you comfortable? Are you tired? You know, because he was kind of sensing the handwriting was on the wall. So we had dinner and we did our thing. But I was just so relieved when it was time. He said, oh, well, you know, we're going back. He said, well, are you ready to go home? And I'm saying to myself, take this opportunity. And I took the opportunity. I came on home. And it was funny to me. You know, a couple of friends and my friend who had kind of hooked me up with the date was like, well, how did it go? And I said, well, I think the handwriting was on the wall from the get-go. You know, like, I don't think I'm ready to get out there in the dating scene and do my thing. And that's cool. I'm okay with that. And it was kind of boring. So, you know, we were sitting there and just sitting there. So when do you know it's time to say goodbye? Is it a feeling? Is it a thought? Is it, you know, is it something that you hear? 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. Tonight, for those of you who are just tuning in, thank you so much. Welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I'm Ricky Jones. Those of you who are tuning in on Facebook and on Twitter, I see you guys are gearing yourself up to answer and have commentary, so I am ready for you when you guys are ready. So the question tonight is, when the handwriting is on the wall, when is it time to say goodbye? So, you know, further going into this whole thing of when it's time to say goodbye, when you're looking at, say, if you want to redecorate the house or something, you know, and you're looking at furniture, because this whole thing of when it's time to say goodbye could be for anything. So, you know, in the process, like I said, I'm in the process and I'm moving and all this kind of stuff, shedding things and throwing stuff out and stuff I know when to keep and stuff I know when to get rid of. It's a thing of do I keep it or not? And when I start noticing that things that I have kept over the years, they pile up and pile up, and I've moved from one container to another and another container, another container. At some point in time, the handwriting is on the wall and it says, listen, you got to get rid of it. So I've come to the conclusion over the years that if I haven't worn it, if I haven't touched it, if I haven't used it in more than a year, then if it's the thing that goes in the trash, it goes in the recycle. Or if it's something that I can give to somebody else, then I'll give it to somebody else. I just, after a while, the handwriting's on the wall, it's time to say goodbye. And I think we have a caller. Hi, caller. How are you?
Girlie, how you feel? You know it's your boy, Ola Dele.
Hey, Brother O, what's going on?
Well, I hear you back in the dating scene.
yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
All right. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, it's always good to find, you know, to be to find different flavors, I guess. So that way your life doesn't get stagnant coming out of bad, you know, a bad divorce, and then you finish that, and you're going on, and like you always said, people say, going on, be with the Lord. But I think that my conundrum tonight is people who don't like to keep their eye on the prize and to come down to picking up, you know, the hoe and working. And me being a producer for as long as I've been producing on Blog Talk Radio, what really gets into my crawl is people who at first love what they do. Then when they get challenged, they hate what they do. Or people who don't want to go to the next level. And I want to thank all the hosts that have been with me from the beginning, that stayed with me from the beginning. I want to thank all the hosts that came back to me. I just, like I said, it's just to me, the bad blood for me is, you know, people who just put the hoe down and say, you know what, forget all the people that I've touched. You know, forget all the people that I've, you know, I've been able to transcend around the world. It's about me. I can't do this no more. I just want to thank all the people who are on Blog Talk Radio who don't have that attitude. All the people, not just Beverly Nation, not just Hands and Footprints, but Ricky who does comes on and does her thing with two shows. How about that? All the people of Blog Talk have been diligent. You know, I hate quitters. You know what I mean? And everybody knows, you know, the farm can't quit because if the farm quits, then that's it. So the farm can't quit. That's my conundrum. I'm out.
Well, wait a minute, brother. Wait a minute before you go zooming out the way.
Yeah,
but that's part of the tonight with the conundrum. Like, for the folks who put down the hoe, who put down the plow, is it possible that sometimes the handwriting on the wall for them is they shouldn't have picked it up in the first place? Because, you know, sometimes everything ain't for everybody. Even though people may try some things and they may do some things and they may be introduced to some things, sometimes when they put the hoe down or they put the plow down, they just need to put the hoe down, put the plow down, because it is not their thing to keep up. And then to offer to that, Sometimes they need to put it down because it's the season for them to put it down.
Well, I'll say this, and I think that's 45, 55. I think that, you know, some folk love the fact to be in their little square, and I think that that's a problem. So where it's okay, long as I'm doing it this way, and it's working for me. It's working for me, but not the team. You see what I'm saying? It's working for me and not the team. So when you're supposed to be a team player, right? Can you still hear me? You're supposed to be a team player. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, so when you're able to go to the next level, everybody's not built for prime time. That's their conundrum. That's what I perceive. No, everybody that I know that I've hired have had the talent to do it, and they did it. But some folks just did not stay the course. And I think is that unfair for me to say? No, this kid's tell the truth like it is. That's fine. I can live with the truth. But the fact of the matter is that, yeah, no, I don't think in my case, I don't think that anybody that picked up that plow was unworthy of it. I think that sometimes certain situations come in and destroys you. It takes your eye off the beam. You know what I mean? So that's why I think that right there, I think, is 55% of the problem. 45% of the problem. For other folks, I say it like this. You're absolutely right. Some folks, it's almost like, you know, you shouldn't have took that Arabic class when you didn't want to study Arabic. You only did it for the girl that you was trying to date. Now, nobody that I know of in Beverly Nation ever took up the plow that they didn't want to do it or didn't have the talent to do it. In our situation, I think a lot of times circumstances, some beyond their control and some were definitely in their control. But it's a shame that, you know, talent goes to waste in that way. And, you know, it is what it is. But I'm as proud of all the Beverly Nation hosts that stayed the course. I'm just very proud of that. And I'm proud of you being part of the old Halcyon Days production, still staying the course. And so that's what it's all about. So, all right, girl. All right, be careful of the dating scene. You got some crazy folks out there. You know what I mean? So I'm out. I'm out now. I'm out. Bye. No, bye.
But but you know what? Thanks, O, and you bring up some good points. But still, even to the extent, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. You know how they say goodnight, sweetheart, say goodnight. Sometimes you do need to say goodnight. If you know that you're not doing to the best of your capability, if you've gone as far as you can go, sometimes, hello, you need to go ahead and give up the ghost and leave it be. Because it may not be for you to be able to do that. I mean, you have to say goodbye. Now, I tell you on the flip side to that, to the people who they see the handwriting on the wall, they know they're not going any further. They've gone as far as they can go. You know, people who, and I remember when my mother was teaching, she used to talk about the folks all the time. She said the folks who were so close to retirement, they so tired, they retired. And I said, what you mean, Mom? She said, listen, they have all the years in. They have not too much more money they're going to get. They, you know, there's no point of them staying. They're right here. They're supposed to retire. If they're supposed to retire at 30 years and they're at a job where 30 years is the max and you stay, you're not getting any more money pension-wise. You're not getting any more accolades. You're not getting anything. You're just taking up space. She said, ooh, those kind of people would irk her because she was like, well, if I was that close to retirement or if I was that close and the handwriting was definitely on the wall and I saw it, believe you me, I would run and I would never look back. And I used to laugh all the time and I say, Mom, you're so crazy. But that's the other thing too. When you see it on the wall, when you know you can't go any further, you're in a dead-end relationship or you guys have gotten to the point where you're not talking. And I don't mean just love relationships too, because sometimes even in your friendship relationships where there's nowhere else that you guys can go. You've done all that you can do because, you know, a lot of stuff is seasonal. When you can do all that you can do and the handwriting's on the wall, there's nowhere else that you can go. You've run out of gas. You've run out of a map. You've run out of road. You see all of that, but yet you're still saying to yourself, I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on going. I'm the little engine that could. Okay, the little engine could is one thing because there was more where they could go with that. But come on, when you're the little engine that could and has done and can't do no more, why are you not saying goodbye? It's time for you to stop with the foolishness. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. The question tonight is, when it's time, or I should take it all the way back, when the handwriting is on the wall, when is it time to say goodbye? And so this is for those of you who are joining in. Hi, I see you guys. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for pressing the number one when you get ready to have a comment. And those of you who are online, I see you listening. I know you're going to say something in a few minutes. I can't wait. Anyway, so when you're at this point where really you can't do anything else, you can't fight, you can't spend any more money. Say you're helping somebody out and you've helped them all that you could. You've helped them with money. You know, you've helped them in a bad situation. So you've given them money. Okay. You gave them the money. They did what they were supposed to do to get them out of that particular situation. And so now they've gotten themselves back on their feet. Do you stay there and wait until they fall again? You know, because some people stay there. All right, there's nothing else more that you can do. Why do you keep giving that person something that they don't need? I love, you know, and as a mother, what I love, because sometimes I'm guilty of doing this, I'll say to my son certain things over and over again. How many times can I say it? You know, how many times can I repeat it? And I know he's heard me and he's doing what he's supposed to do. What is the purpose of me saying it again, right? So that's where the whole thing of, all right, well, if the handwriting is on the wall, why do I keep saying anything? And so often we get to the point where the handwriting is there. Sometimes we get feelings about things. When you get that urge, and I'm going to go in a whole different direction, but it's still the same thing. Like, you ever get that urge to have to call somebody because they've been on your mind? You know, like I said earlier, for those of you who just turned in, you know, you noticed that we had the train derailment here in the city. People lost their lives. And for me, I travel to and from in and out of the city and had a lot of my friends who live outside of the state and outside of the city kind of text me, hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, things of that nature to ask me. They were like, you know, Rick, you okay? Saw the train derailment. Are you all right? What's going on? And I got to thinking, like, wow, I appreciate that. But so how many times do we see, especially when we lose loved ones, that a whole bunch of events, and it doesn't become clear to us until after they're gone, where there were so many signs to tell you that, you know, something major was getting ready to happen, even though it's still a surprise when they, you know, when they transition and they leave us. But we see certain things and certain clues, and when we get that feeling like, oh, I dreamt about that person, oh, they were on my mind, sometimes the handwriting is on the wall for you to say, all right, we'll call that person because they were on your mind, and you don't do it. And then next thing you know, it's like, well, I had an opportunity. I didn't say goodbye. Like, certain things, it's just when the handwriting is there, when is it time for you to make that move, whether it's to say goodbye, whether it's to say hello, whatever that movement is supposed to be. When I say goodbye, I'm saying different things, whatever that move. When you see the handwriting on the wall, when you see certain things on the wall, you should take the initiative to go ahead and do something about it. Like, I have, you know, I have best friends that I talk to every day, and then I have some friends I don't talk to for weeks at a time. But when they pop on my mind, one of the things that I have learned in this life, because it's so short and it's definitely not promised, when the handwriting is on the wall and I say goodbye, I'll take that time to say goodbye. And that goodbye could be, all right, stop thinking about them and just go ahead and move on to that conversation, or go ahead and move on to that text message, or go ahead and call them, or go ahead and hang out, you know, whatever it is that I need to do to get in contact with them, you know? So this whole idea of when it's time to say goodbye, it really is when you see it in front of you, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to take it upon yourself to do what's necessary, or are you just going to stay in that rut? There are times that you're supposed to say goodbye. There are plateaus that you get to, and you're supposed to say goodbye. If you don't, then you suffer the consequences of whatever the consequences are supposed to be. If you're supposed to move from that job and you don't move from that job, you may miss out on the opportunity to move someplace else, or you may miss out on the opportunity to make any more money, or you might just get stuck. When you see the window of opportunity to get out, and because of your own fear, you don't say goodbye, and the handwriting's all there for you to get the heck out, take that leap of faith and go ahead on that, because chances are, if you see the hand right near and it's very clear that it's time for you to go, if it's violent or if it's unstable or if it's something, it's time for you to go, and you don't go, then you suffer the consequences. So this whole idea of when the handwriting's on the wall, when do you say goodbye? To me, I think it's when you get to the point where you are totally tired, you're out of options, you're out of solutions, you're out of ideas, and it's time to go. It's time to say, okay, this is the end of that, and I think I need to come on out of here. So if you're in the relationship and things are stagnant and you've tried to juice it up and you tried to dress it up and you tried to do different things, I'm not saying just quit automatically, no. Like Brother O said earlier, you got to put your work into it. You got to put your hand to the plow. You got to keep that hoe moving. You just got to keep the work going until you can't do any more work. And once you get to the part where you can't do any more work, then it's time to say goodbye. It is truly time to say goodbye. And that's it. I mean, there's nothing else you can do. But if you have breath and you see that there's opportunities, and you see, and you're still coming up with creative ideas, whether it's on the job, whether it's in your career, whether it's in things that you want to do in your community, whether it's in your relationships, both love relationships and friend relationships, if you're still coming up with ideas, then the handwriting is not on the wall. When there's nothing left, when there's nothing there, when you guys are in the same rut, when the date is going down the toilet, when the friendship is going awry, when the job is seems like it's getting shipped out to sea, it is time to get the heck on out of there and say goodbye. If you cannot come up with anything new, it's time to go. It's time to say goodbye. So, what do you think of that? That's a conundrum. I mean, that's the whole nut in the caboodle there for you guys. I mean, if when you get to the point where you have hit your head and you can't hit your head anymore, and you figure out all the different ways to hit your head, and you're still coming up with nothing, then look, that's it. It's time to say goodnight. It's time to say goodbye. It's time to say this is over, and there's nothing else more that you can do with it, right? Hopefully, we will get together next week, and I hope this is the kind of conversation that you guys can keep on going and have that conversation. So when you get to that end of the wall, and you've tried all that you can, like the song says, you tried all that you can and do the best that you can to do, and there's nothing else for you to do, then it's time to go. It's time to be out of there. And I hope that you see that it's time to go and be out of there. Okay? So, Lord willing, I hope I see you guys next week. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at THE via email. You can reach me at THEMSRRIKKIJones@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Google Plus at Ricky Jones. Make sure that you like me on the Hannah Footprints page on Facebook. And make sure that you follow me on blogtalkradio.com. You can also get updates on blogtalkradio.com, and you follow the show, and you can always get updates of what's going on. Hopefully, you guys will see the handwriting on the wall, and you'll know when it's time to say goodbye. Lord willing, I'll do this all over again next week. See you Saturday morning for Hannah Footprints. Have a good evening. This is the 15-Minute Conundrum with me, Ricky R. Jones. Thanks for being on. Have a good one.